Ayo, what's goody, what's goody? It's your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit, and I am back with episode 93. You ain't got to lie, you ain't got to lie. Now before we get started, a lot of y'all probably like, well, where the fuck was episode 92 at? Well, I snuck dropped a half a episode on my Facebook page where it wasn't to my liking, so I didn't even bother to finish that episode nor rip it and render it for all digital streaming platforms. I just wasn't happy with it. I was still in my funk. I just really wasn't ready to return to the mic. Now real quick, I can say doing this podcast thing started feeling like an obligation, started feeling too much like a job, too much like responsibility. Now don't get me wrong, this is responsibility, this is work. However, for the first 2 years of doing this podcast, really it was fun. It was from the straight passion. A lot of the times when I started this podcast, I wasn't working, or I was working part-time, or just had a lot more free time. And certainly my mom wasn't sick for the past 2 years. So with the situation that I'm going through with my mom and having to take care of my mom, working a full-time job, plus making beats and doing everything else, it just becomes very, very complicated, especially truth time. My heart really not in blogging anymore, because every story I read, every situation I see, every scenario that happens, I'm looking at it sideways. I'm looking at it like it's contrived. And we're going to talk about that later on in this episode, how the powers that be manipulate us. They create trends of toxic energy and toxic behaviors through certain names that they push on social media through the blogs, i.e. rat beef. Several different situations and circumstances contribute to the bullshit, and a lot of it got to do with blogs, and a lot of it got to do with journalism. And honestly, that's why I'm really kind of shying away from pop culture journalism. And because of that, it kind of makes me suffer on the podcast, and because I got to spend a little bit more time researching and coming up with ideas and things that I'm going to talk about, because I'm not so tapped in like I used to be. But with no further ado, I bring to you episode 93. We about to get busy, because episode 100 is on deck, and I got surprises and plans for that. But we ain't making too many announcements this year. We just gonna pop out and do shit. That's why I ain't giving no excuses for where I've been at. Fuck where I've been at. It's where I'm at right now. You heard me? I'm playing new music from your boy B Fam. I'm playing some music from my boy D Smoke. You already know Clinton LG, stay in the mix. That's my guy. That's my homie. We got the boy Niz. Shout out to Niz Pendergrass, Nizzy Vandross. I got a joint from him that I'm ready to drop some bombs on. And because on episode 92, I was supposed to do a review of the Corday album, I'm gonna play one of my favorite joints off the Corday album. We're gonna talk a little bit about that, and we're just gonna get it popping. We're gonna get into some information about Cardi B and Tasha K, and how this whole thing is changing the whole trajectory and dynamic of blogging and online journalism as it stands. We're gonna talk about Jeezy and his wife and their choices for their kid, and some more pop culture references. So let's get it going.
Yeah. Check. Ayo, Donzi, don't put no drums on my shit. Matter of fact, I'm a thug. Ayo, Vin, put some guns on my shit. Feel the blast, watch your stomach get ripped. Reminisce on your bitch. I can still feel her gums on my dick. Vivid memories of enemies who attempted to check my temperature, later became temporary. You see my style scary. Not like monsters, but like rage let out of the cage at the prom with Carrie. Beef on sight like it's Tom and Jerry. I believe in myself, I don't believe in fairies, but I believe in higher powers in the form of the four gods. But those odds depends, cause the visions vary.
You know, like, vary in various ways. Anyway.
Very wild niggas talking out they face. Reach and grab a nigga's skull, then I take it out they face. Face off, Travolta and Nick Cage. I'll rip stage, RIP, size large in the all black tee. I'm drinking black tea, sitting in the interview. They wanna know where I'm from and who I be exactly. I'm about cheese, that goat milk and Easy Mac. This from the era of Beanie Mac and Petey Crack. Storms Ave was the block where I evolved at. With no Thunderstone, just the homies and the fitted cap. Modern day slaves that don't know they own masters. Local niggas talking about they own their own masters. I hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I drink a lot and speak in my mind or my dreams. Man, that's how a king gets shot. My words you need to heed. I see niggas get gone off the weed. Mixed with the Texas codeine, turned into a T-virus fiend. The combination made their eyes bleed. Laid up in the castle with the queen where I be. And I ain't talking sixes, you could end up with this IV.
Yo, shit's hard. Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Everyone sound the same, I can't tell who's who. Niggas buying they views, and they stealing beats off YouTube. Wavy as fuck, depending on how the tide flows. Drunk as funk, late night eating pizza with my eyes closed. Time froze, stuck in the galaxy with divine hoes and rhinos. All my homies, visionaries and winos. Don't try me, for I will have to fry thee. Now you asking why me, on IG crying like Tyrese. Don't mind me, I'm selling durags to niggas that's ball. Ain't enough saints around here, they make a snowfall. Go call your mother.
All right, guys, good afternoon. I'm reporting live outside the federal courthouse, and there has been an update in the case against Tasha K. As you know, well know that she's lost the case yesterday. It was on libel, and today was for punitive damages and attorney's fees. Can you guys hear me? Give me a one if you can hear me. I'm gonna give you the information. Let's go. Give me a one real quick. So let's go. One. Give me a one if you can hear me. If you can hear my voice, give me a one. If you can hear my voice, give me a one. Okay, let's go. So, the judge, the parties agreed to a reduction in the medical expenses from $250,000 to $25,000. The $1 million compensatory damages are still in place. Punitive damage for Latasha Kibbe is another $1 million. Punitive damages for Kibbe Studios is $500,000, and attorney fees was awarded at $1,338,750.47. There you have it. So let's do the calculations. We have $1 million, we have $2 million, we have almost $4 million. Almost $4 million. So we have 1 million, 15, 20, 2.5. 3.5, 3.8, 3.8 million, $3.8 million. $3.8 million. That's a lot of bread. And the hearing for the injunctions, injunctive relief is scheduled for this later on in February. And that's pretty much to whatever injunctions that the court want to put on Tasha Kibbe as well as Kibbe Studios. They're going to decide that there'll be a hearing in February and its decision probably in March. So, it's pretty big award for someone that has, I don't know if she's worth that much, but the fact of the matter is that's what it is. That's what it is. So we have over $3 million. So they found that Kibbe Studios was only punitively liable for $500,000. They found Tasha K herself personally $1 million, plus the $1 million yesterday, which was a reduction on the medical expenses from $250,000 to $25,000. Woo!
Hey, yo, listen, if you are not running these gossip streets like I am, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But your girl, Tasha K, is single-handedly once again changing the whole texture of blogging, journalism, and YouTubing. But this is not for the good. Well, actually, you know what? I take that back. It is for the good. People like to talk about my Facebook pages because I don't have that many followers and that many likes. even though the first two pages I had had almost 2,000 follows and likes, but whatever. People like to judge me and they say, oh, your tea ain't real. Your tea ain't real. Every time I go viral, every time a post that I post gets mad traction, like most recently, it was a Megan Thee Stallion post. People always want to come for me because I'm not a big blogger like Baller Alert or Shave Room or Lovely Tea on YouTube. I am an aspiring podcaster. I am an aspiring blogger. I'm putting in the work to get to where they are. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be real crazy how people be quick to just discredit your blog and what you're talking about if you're not a big name. I say that to say, because of that actual fact and the way the consumer of blogs and celebrity gossip is, it makes a up-and-coming podcaster like me, an up-and-coming blogger like me, literally sit in a studio and make shit the fuck up. You come up with interesting headlines. You come up with ways to spin the truth. You make clickbaity ass posts. There's even a few bloggers that swear up and down that they don't do this shit, but they absolutely do write things just to make you upset or get a rise out of you. It might not necessarily be a lie, but when it's those slow news days and when celebrities are not out here cooning and just doing the most, bloggers and journalists, like people that run pages like The Source or Neighborhood Hollywood Talk, whatever you subscribe to, these are the people that will say, I heard this, that, and the third about a rapper, so I'm going to put a little sauce on it and I'm going to put it out there. Because the thing about a rumor, rumors do not have to be true. I'm going to say that again. The thing about a rumor, rumors do not have to be true. That's why when you dealing with a blogger or a podcaster or someone who's been doing it for a little bit, they a little seasoned, they know the rules, what you can and cannot say. One of their favorite words is allegedly. Allegedly, Lil Baby did this. Allegedly, Cardi B did that. The reason that the word allegedly stops you from going through what Tasha K is experiencing right now is because you're saying, this is something I heard. I do not have receipts. I cannot confirm. I have no ill intention on this information. It is just something I heard. So when the person's listening to it, they can believe it or not believe it, but they have an understanding that this is something that you heard. It ain't facts. There ain't nothing behind it to support it. There is no receipt. Let's talk about the receipts nowadays. People think like screenshots of weirdo things with no context is a receipt. No, the actual definition of a gossip receipt is, if it was to say somebody is guilty of sleeping with someone else, maybe I'm about to make up a rumor that says my old co-host is having sex with this girl. If I don't have text messages between them talking about them fucking, if I don't have video footage of them actually fucking, if I don't have audio of them talking about fucking or audio of them where I can clearly tell it's her or him fucking, then that is not a receipt. Someone sending me an email saying, yo, I heard this, that, and the third, like someone sending me their allegedlies and third party conversations does not equal a receipt. And that's what a lot of you YouTubers are doing. Y'all taking screenshots, people sending y'all drops because they want to get clout, they want to get paid, whatever. And you know for a fact it ain't real or true, but you know you're going to get views. And that's exactly what Tasha K did. One of them Cardi B videos had, last time I checked, because it was still up this morning and I'm recording as of January 25th, 2022. One of those videos about Cardi had 4.6 million views. I have yet to reach 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, so my YouTube is not currently monetized. So I'm not too sure how they pay you for your views, how you make actual money as a YouTuber. I know the money comes from your ads, your sponsorships, and the views that you get. I don't know how much you get paid monthly or weekly or whatever for a video that has 4.6 million views, but I know it's got to be a lot. And I know that that is the biggest core reason why she didn't delete that video. Why would you delete a video that is monetizing you the way that that video probably is monetizing her? That video is probably the majority of her livelihood. And then what made matters worse is when Cardi started defending herself on social media, it actually started sending people to Tasha K's channel. In the middle of this lawsuit, Tasha K was celebrating hitting 1 million subscribers. That is a big feat. That is not something that is easily accomplished. Let's look at people like Joe Budden. Joe Budden has had Joe Budden TV and running his YouTube even before the Joe Budden podcast. There's videos on his YouTube that go back 15 years almost. And he has not yet hit 1 million subscribers. In fact, the separation between him and Rory and Mark caused him to lose nearly 200,000 subscribers. I say that to say it takes consistent content, good content, loyal followers, a lot of likes, a lot of shares, a lot of comments to get that. And regardless of how you feel about Tasha K, you got to applaud that. And she didn't get those million subscribers by talking shit about Cardi B. The other thing is, a lot of these bloggers and podcasters, I'm going to say it like this. You ever heard of the term, an enemy of my enemy is my friend? A lot of these bloggers, vloggers, podcasters, they done got on their platform and they done said the most about a certain celebrity. But now, if that celebrity has beef with another celebrity, sometimes, depending on how petty that other celebrity is, they may befriend that little YouTuber. Now, I'm going to use me as an example. If a person like Nicki Minaj, Lil Baby, or anybody like that, they was hitting me up and they was feeding me stories, taking pictures with me, helping me build my clout up, then I'm not going to lie. I may be in a position where I can pump a narrative for them. I won't risk my integrity by lying and saying things that I can prove for a fact are not true, like Tasha K did. But I can certainly admit if Nicki Minaj don't like Cardi, which is pretty much the root of this shit between Tasha and Cardi, and Nicki is planting seeds and she's fucking with you and she helping you get your clout up, you thinking, oh, Nicki got my back. So you out here risking your livelihood and your platform and your YouTube channel and everything you got going on to push a narrative thinking that's going to get you more loopy with the barbs. Nicki ain't even bothered to call into your show. She hasn't done anything really to help you, but you basically went on a dummy mission to use your platform to slander someone that Nicki had an issue with. You didn't have an issue with Cardi. And then when your own friend tried to tell you, shout out to Lovely T on YouTube, when your own friend tried to tell you, yo, don't do that. That's not true information. Not only did you continue to go through with it, you actually got your ass up on YouTube or Instagram, wherever you posted that video, which is all over the internet. I am not going to put it in this here podcast, but it's all over the internet, where Tasha said that she knew that the information was not true and she said it anyway. That right there put her nail in her coffin. There's footage that states that Tasha K is not paying her taxes. There is information out there that Tasha K is in the hole for millions of dollars. They're talking about 3.8 million. I know being a YouTuber pays well, but it don't pay that well. And a lot of the things that Tasha K has done in the past few months all starting to make sense from the outside looking in type shit. Like, she built her website, she built an app because she's slowly but surely trying to move her audience into like a Patreon type, straight to consumer type situation, because her time on YouTube may be very, very coming to a close. It, or the way that she gets her money on YouTube, she's not going to be able to do that no more. When you have a judge that's ordering you to remove videos that can subpoena YouTube, YouTube has taken away people's channels for less. I've had videos stricken on my YouTube for no reason, just because someone said that they were in the video and they wouldn't email me back when I tried to communicate with them, like, where were you in the video? How is this your content? This is public content of Lil Baby. I mean, DaBaby on the internet. How is this your video? And they never got back to me, but I had to delete the video because my YouTube was at risk. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to go on too long. Y'all heard what the lawyer said. Y'all seen what's going on the internet right now. She's been trending for like a week. I don't wish no harm on nobody. I don't want to see her business fail. I don't want to see her lose all her sponsors. But let this shit be a lesson to a lot of y'all YouTubers that are doing the same thing, and you know you are. Stop lying on these celebrities. Stop making up stuff about celebrities, thinking that they too rich, they too famous, they ain't got no time to come for you. Because Cardi showed you she got plenty of fucking time. And now that Cardi has successfully sued a blogger, do you know how many rappers and people are going to try to sue a blogger? And Tasha K problems ain't even over, because what a lot of people don't know, and I'm going to say allegedly, because I did not watch that live stream that she allegedly did this. But according to sources, Tasha K called a hospital to confirm if Wendy Williams' now ex-husband, Kevin's current girlfriend, fiance, whatever she is pregnant and expecting to have a baby. Had it on speakerphone and basically violating this woman's HIPAA violations by lying, saying that she's some type of blood relative and she's just calling to get an update in the status of her family member. Just so she could say that she was the first blogger to break the story about Kevin cheating and him having a baby. That's that low down scandalous shit that a lot of y'all are doing. And when Jaguar Wright was out here trying to tell y'all that she's demonic and she's the devil and you need to watch out for her, because Jaguar Wright was going through her own bout of homelessness and she was going through her own difficult situations, and Tasha K is doing her thing on YouTube, y'all ignored it. Now go back and watch some of them Jaguar Wright videos now and see how they...
Dedicate this to the feeling. Cause truthfully, it's greater than them pounds. I sought to be the favorite in the building. Who knew I'd be the greatest in the Bronx? All praises to the realest. All of my niggas, all of my girls. It's for the taking if you willing. Best believe I'll be the greatest in the Bronx.
Have a dream.
Bounce. Verified by all accounts. Niggas saying they won't check me. Shit, they can't afford the amount, nigga. I remember having no lights, no light. Family in the kitchen by the stove light. I'm too old to be this fucking broke. Thinking I'd do better if I saw white. Either way, I'm a fucking statistic. I don't wanna be a fucking statistic. Driven mad by the hunger in the dark. I'm a fucking human being, not a number on the chart. Young nigga winning and the world stops. Young nigga murked in the world watch. Don't nobody want to pay attention. Got me thinking, do it deserve mine? I guess if doing dirt take me away from the slums, and I don't have to struggle, I say that I won. If I never come back, it's a hatred they feeling. I just want a villa, do that make me a feeling? Dedicate this to the feeling. Cause truthfully, it's greater than them pounds. I sought to be the favorite in the building. Who knew I'd be the greatest in the world? All praises to the realest. All of my niggas, all of my girls. It's for the taking if you willing. Best believe I'd be the greatest in the world.
Have a dream.
Bounce. verified by all accounts. They don't know what it takes to be king. They just wanna say that they wearing the crown.
Stop thinking about this shit like some grown fucking men.
Fuck niggas. Tell me what got you thinking I fuck with you. They give you product that be low grade. Niggas too hot, so they throw shade. Bad women in my contacts. Bomb ass head, don't disarm that. It used to be all I had to console me. Murder that pussy, then never call back. Gorgeous. Corpses. Weighing on my brain as I recall this. As I recall this. In my city, they buried another carcass. In the world watch, don't nobody care. Just silence the outsiders, ain't nobody here. It's VIP popping more than the hood popping. So you know I'm bowling if the hood watching. I just dedicate this to the feeling. Cause truthfully, it's greater than them pals. I sought to be the favorite in the building. Who knew I'd be the greatest in the world? All praises to the realest. All of my niggas, all of my girls. It's for the taking if you willing. Best believe I'll be the greatest in the world.
I have this dream.
Bounce. Verified by all accounts.
Yeah, like what? Nothing. Sometimes I have it, that's all.
See, if you haven't been rocking with me since day one, if you don't follow me on Facebook or Twitter or a member of the Everything Lit Nothing podcast Discord, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But everybody that knows me knows that the only opinions I ever have are that of unpopular ones. I say that to say I don't agree with the consensus. I don't follow the narrative, and I always look deeper at shit than the surface level. That's why I tend to end up in Facebook jail, because I challenge niggas' logic. Niggas sit up on social media all day and they talk out they ass because they have a phone or a tablet or a computer that enables them to, but they really just mad for nothing, talking for nothing, and giving a fuck when it ain't they turn to give a fuck. At the end of the day, if Jeezy and his wife wish to raise their child gender fluid, then that is on them. Now, recently, Instagram post came out where Jeannie Mai commented if doing too much was a post or a caption or rather. So I don't know if she was saying that that is false information, that her and Jeezy are not raising their child to be gender fluid. And in case you're not too sure what that means, that's just basically saying that they are enabling their child to decide what they would like to be identified as, rather being born a male or female and then being raised as male or female. For a lot of people, that is an issue. It doesn't make any sense to them. It escapes all logic. But for me, the way that I feel about it is we just coming up in a different world, new times, things are different. People live differently. We watch people get canceled for saying faggot and for doing things that most of us have done in the past. The 90s was a crazy place. You had to be there. The early 2000s was crazy. You had to be there. But because of some of the things that happened in the early 2000s and that happened in the 90s, without social media, now because we have social media, it has kind of enabled people to say, hey, that's out of pocket. You can't talk bad about a whole race, or you can't talk bad about a whole group of people. You can't talk bad about a whole race of gay people. You can't talk bad about transgenders. Now, let's just keep it a bean. We all have these conversations in the privacy of our own home with our friends and our family. We talk about whatever we feel about homosexuals. We talk about whatever. But when it comes to people, kids, that has always been a cardinal rule, especially in the African American community. It has always been a rule that you don't talk about people, kids, yo. And the fact that motherfuckers love talking about people, kids, and how people raising their kids over the internet. That shit just drives me fucking crazy. My opinion on the Jeezy and Genie Mai thing, if it is true, that is their business. I hope I make it in the industry as a producer or a podcaster where I could rub shoulders with people like them, be in the same room with people like them. But as it seems right now, I am a podcaster, DJ, blogger, producer from Connecticut. It is not likely at this point in time in my life for me to say that I will meet Young Jeezy. It is not for me to say that I will ever meet Genie Mai. And don't have any children that will ever influence by the choices of their child. How these people choose to raise their child in their house, that's on them. I will never care if they are deciding to wait for their child to be old enough to say, you know what? I was born a man and I would like to live as such. I was born a female, I would like to live as such. Or the other way around. You can't be accepting of transgenders in that lifestyle if you are not accepting of parents saying that they are willing to let their child decide what they want to be. Because y'all the same motherfuckers that support Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. So you can't be on both sides of the fence. You need to choose a side to stick there. The side that I'm on is I don't necessarily agree with the choices. That's not necessarily the choice that I would make for my child if I had a child. But that's the thing. It's not my child. I don't have a kid. I don't have to be responsible for whatever traumas that may or may not cause that kid. And that's what y'all have to get through your mind. You and how you feel, your opinion ain't going to stop shit. They still going to raise their kid how they see fit. But I digress. Prior to getting into the Jeezy and Genie Mai joint, we listened to my boy Clinton LG Pearls. Make sure you subscribe to his YouTube channel and you follow him on all digital streaming platforms. Also, show my boy some love. Go purchase some of his music off of Bandcamp. Clinton LG the Future.
Got me feeling crazy. That just ain't me. I just hate the way you move. If I didn't want to do the things I do, used to be the one I didn't want to lose. Now I'm dead inside, you tore my heart in two. Feel like you got a point to prove. All I got is lust, scars, battles, let me bruise. Never would have thought I had to watch myself from you. I just hate the way you move. At this point, I'm confused. Feeling like an outcast with the way you move. Now we going outside, got me with the blues. Even when I'm down bad, did it all for you. So now a nigga feeling you. Wasn't like that with the OU, now shit is feeling new. Remember when I told you everything I've been through. Now everything we go through is like deja vu. Been here before, done seen it all. Keep it up, you won't keep me long. Pay attention, intuition's the only thing won't leave me wrong. Stay on the sidelines and see me ball. I just hate the way you move. If I didn't wanna do the things I do, used to be the one I didn't wanna lose. Now I'm dead inside, you tore my heart in two. Feel like you got a point to prove. All I got is lust, scars, battles, let me bruise. Never would've thought I had to watch myself from you. I just hate the way you move.
I'm still the same G, after all you blame me. Alcohol is day three, got me feeling crazy. Run around stressing over hoes that just ain't me. Trying to fix you will only break me.
Feeling with the the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I'm intimate him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a venerage. I'm murdering again. Nobody will have been a kill him and dump the fucking bodies in a lake, obliterating everything. Incinerator, renegade him. And make anybody who wanted with the pin frame. Don't nobody want it, but they're gonna get it anyway. I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. I'm a tiller, killer, be killed. I'm a killer, be the vanilla gorilla. You're bringing a killer within me out of me. You don't want to be the enemy of the demon who in me. I'd be a receiving enemy. What stupidity it'd be. Every bit of me's the epitome of the spitter when I'm in the vicinity. Motherfucker, you better duck, or you finna be dead the minute you run into me. 100% of you is a fifth of a percent of me. I'm about to fucking finish you, bitch. I'm available. You want to battle? I'm available.
You know, I got a funny story about D Boy Smoke, aka Mr. Bell. That nigga get on my last motherfucking nerve sometime. But when I say he the coolest nigga, he really is wow cool. Like, he mad cool. He just sometimes troll too much. And it's probably because a nigga be drunk. Whatever the reason is, he get on my nerves, but I still love him like a play cousin. Like, that's like almost big bro. Like, he mad cool. He could just be annoying and get on the wrong side of me sometime. But lately, he been on the right side of me. He been showing love. He ain't been annoying the shit out of me. I guess it's because the nigga been in Facebook jail, so he ain't had that ability. But all jokes aside, make sure y'all niggas go check him out on YouTube. Make sure you follow him on his gram. Make sure y'all just tap in with him, because he's actually from Detroit, I believe. If I'm getting it wrong, please get in the comments and correct me, bro. So I thought it would be really interesting to play his joint before playing the Eminem clip and saying what I got to say about Eminem, because they from the same place, but they are miles apart musically. You understand what I'm saying? So I call Mr. D-Boy Smoke Tory Lanez. I've heard, I want to say, at least 6-7 joints from him, and they all different. He got Shoot 'em up, bang bang songs. He's got songs just like we played. He's got he got joints that sound like he from the Bay. He's a very versatile artist, and he also makes beats, and he also into the stock market and cryptocurrency and NFTs and all of that. This is not one type of person. That's why I fuck with him. Like, he's a good father. He love his woman, and regardless of what you may think about him, he's the absolute opposite. You could probably be thinking the worst things about this man. You probably had a conversation with him and it didn't go well, but I promise you, whatever you done told yourself in your mind about him, that shit is not true. Shout out to D-Boy Smoke. It's always love over here. But yo, I'm not even about to spend too much time on that Eminem shit. I'm just about to say, was it garbage? No, it wasn't garbage. Okay, it was not garbage. Was it something that I would turn on and I want to bump and I want to listen to? Fuck no. I'm not bumping that. Not listening to that. That's not for me. I'm sorry. I'm just not feeling that. I'm never going to be feeling that. And all of that rapping fast and saying a whole bunch of words, just because you have that ability and you have that extensive vocabulary, it does not mean you making shit that people can rock to. And if Dr. Dre and all of these motherfuckers is teasing a versus with Eminem, they could keep that shit. Because first of all, does Eminem have hits? Yeah, but he got different type of hits. And don't nobody want to sit down and listen to, hi, my name is. Nobody wants to listen to Stan. Nobody wants to listen to, yes, I'm Slim Shady. I'm the real. Nobody wants to. I can't think of any song in Eminem's catalog that anybody wants to listen to. My personal favorite Eminem song is actually a Benzino diss. It's called Nail in the Coffin. That is actually one of the songs by Eminem that I actually turn on and listen to even to this day. My second favorite Eminem song of all times is Any Man. It's an old song off the Sound Bombing joint. Never go. Last night I OD'd on Rush, mushrooms and dust. Got rushed to the hospital to get my system flush. Shucks. I'm an alcoholic and that's all I can say. I call in to work because all I do is frolic and play. I swallow grenades. I take about a bottle a day. See, that's when Eminem was spitting some shit and you like, yo, I don't relate, but yo, that nigga got, all right. His first album, Marshall Mathers LP, definitely a classic. His second album, I'll give the second album a classic. The Ken Kenneth from Connecticut. Eminem got some shit with him that I fuck with. But sometime after Forgot About Dre and what's the shit he got with Jay-Z, Renegade, he just started getting on this super fast rap shit that I just can't get with. I don't know nobody that can get with that. I haven't heard Eminem coming out of anyone that's black, urban, or shit. I barely hear white people bumping Eminem. But as a hip hop purist, someone who loves hip hop, I will never ever twist my lips up and say Eminem is not gifted and has a skill that many of us MCs do not possess. Not a lot of MCs have that extensive of a vocabulary, and certainly not that many MCs know how to string the words together in syllable form that way to really make it come together in a four by four time frame. Like that's amazing. I'm never going to take that from him, but respectfully, nobody wants an Eminem versus, especially if you're talking about putting them against fucking Busta Rhymes. Cause I know Busta Rhymes wants a versus, but that's not a fair versus, and Busta's gonna kick Eminem's ass just off the strength that nobody wants to hear that shit. Nobody wants to hear him verse Twista because one, everybody's head's gonna be hurting by the end of the night, and Twista just ain't got enough hits. I'm sorry. Eminem is just one of those people that you gotta acknowledge his talent, represent him for what he is, but also acknowledge that your average fan of hip hop really don't want to hear that shit. Might not mean nothing to y'all, but this is your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast. You rocking with episode 93. And if you haven't already, please like, share, comment, and subscribe to my YouTube. Please subscribe to me and follow me on whatever digital streaming platform that you prefer to consume this podcast, as I am on all of them, from Apple to Spotify, all the way down to Deezer. Holla at your girl. Hey, yo, I'm about to get tight. I need a drink. Raise your glasses up. Let's take a shot.
Yeah, all right, my flow sinister. This ain't rap music, this straight literature. Small-minded nigga, all your ideas miniature. They tend to hate on you when they can't get rid of you. I ain't going nowhere, 20-year career minimum. Call Hit Boy for beats, ask for 10 of them. I don't follow trends, my nigga, I swing the pendulum. If the bitch bag addiction, I'm gon' give her some. Let's reflect times, I try to collect minds from complex rhymes. And by the way, shout out Tech N9ne. Go and shut the fuck up, just let me talk, nigga. I'm a time bomb that's waiting to go off, nigga. Quite nuclear, amazing what fame could do to ya. Too peculiar, although I'm truly a renaissance starter. My mind divine, this should take me a lot farther. Growing up, should I really have beef with my father? But why bother explaining my feelings? Try harder, but either way they gon' paint you the villain. 8 months with no phone, dog, we aiming for brilliance. High level maintaining the building, nigga, we making a killing. Alright, my flow sinister. This ain't rap music, this straight literature.
You're probably like, what the fuck going on? Well, I was excited, full of energy, delivered the last part of the pod. Ooh, I said some valid shit. And I don't know what the fuck happened, but here I am having to do the shit the fuck again. And I gotta go cook dinner. I got shit to do. And I still have to mix and master this pod. Still got to put the video out. So my night is not over and it is 6:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's drop a bomb on my work ethic. Now, that boy Cordae, his album ain't got no skips. The production channels the past, the present, and the future. The nigga got a voice on him that hypnotizes you and it draws you in. And the most important thing, he don't do that much bragger rapping. I don't know what you youngins are calling it now, but in my era, bragger rapping was my car is this, my house is that, my girl is this, and you was whack. Basically, you talk about all the good shit you got and how garbage and trash everyone else and all your peers are. I don't know why we let that last so long, but it is what it is. The way Cordae spit is kind of like, yeah, he bragging. He telling you that he better than you, but he also telling you that I'm a philosopher. I am a fucking activist. I am a lot of things. I am someone's son. I am someone's man. I am a lot of things, but mostly I'm a rapper and I'm gonna kill this fucking mic. Now, a lot of people would say I'm an irresponsible blogger and I'm an irresponsible journalist because I can't get up here and tell you this song is fire. This song is fire. Aside from the Slither joint that we got into with Lil Wayne. And you know why that really is, full beanerini? because I never looked at the track list. At no point while I was listening to it, I'm like, yeah, what the fuck am I listening to? I never cared who the features were. Never cared to even go on Genius to read the credits. All I cared about was that was an amazing body of work. That's a five mic type body of work. Now, the more I listen to it, the more certain things will stand out. And then my mind will start wondering, like, who made that beat? Who mixed that? Who wrote that hook? If he had a writer, you know what I'm saying? But on the first two, three listens, I was just vibing, playing 2K, straightening up my room, whatever the situation or scenario was. I remember on the first listen, it was actually in the morning right before work, and it got me turned up for work. I had a good day at work that day. It was a good vibe. So my review on the Cordae album is really, if you haven't listened to it, then you're doing yourself a disservice. And I'm not just saying that as a hip hop purist that enjoys bars and lyricism and sultry production. I'm saying that as a person that be on that bullshit, a person that get drunk and like to listen to turn up music and Moneybagg Yo, just like y'all do. All right. And before I get off the Cordae subject, I just got to say this. A lot of y'all was calling Lil Baby the GOAT, and I don't want y'all to misconstrue nothing I'm saying. So please listen very closely before you jump in my comments or before you say something ignorant to me, because I'm gonna tell you like I tell everybody else. There are so many new objects and toys out here in this world that you can try. I heard everybody likes going to the metaverse with the Oculus. So you should try that out before you try me. I am very clear on what I be saying, and half the time, what you motherfuckers is arguing about is not what I'm saying. So be very clear, because my opinion right now is going to possibly be an unpopular one, but I'm about to get my shit off. I personally believe that Lil Baby might be on his Fetty Wap. And I don't mean that in the sense of he pushing weight and he gonna get locked up. I mean it in the sense of Fetty Wap came out and he had like 13 songs on the radio. And then he ain't have shit else. He couldn't buy a hit. And I'm not saying that Lil Baby is whack or nothing like that. I just think that it's very weird that nigga was burning up everything. Y'all calling him a GOAT because he doing his thing for 2-3 summers and now he's failed to be consistent. I don't know if this is like he's getting out the way so his boy can push P or whatever the case may be, but I feel like it's been an extended period of time that I haven't heard any new Lil Baby records. So if I was actually a Lil Baby fan, I'd kind of be wondering about that, like where the music at. But I digress as it pertains to Lil Baby and whether or not he is still relevant and if he's putting out good music. If you think that Lil Baby is going to come out and give us some fire joints, please drop it in the comments. Let me know, because I really think that it's going to be a minute that he's going to stay away from music. That's just how I feel about that. Rapid Fire Nothingness is actually very short and to the point. Pusha T is dropping an album. Going to drop a bomb on that one. You know when Pusha post the white girl with the coke on her face, you know that means a new album. And shout out to Pusha T. He's got the most controversial album covers of the world. I don't know if there's another more controversial album cover than Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, Coke Infested Bathroom. And now I forget the woman, I think it's Lana Del Rey on a new album cover, but he got coke on her face. Right? Now, I also cannot confirm, and if you do not follow Pusha T on Twitter or care for the Neptunes or Kanye, this might not mean nothing to y'all, but he was teasing a new album produced by the Neptunes, not just Pharrell, but the Neptunes and Kanye. I do not know if this is that project, but whatever it is, I cannot wait to hear it and see if it is better than Certified Lover Boy, because I know there's going to be some Drake jabs in there. Amen. Also, I'm a fan of Ari Lennox. I don't know if you guys are, because this is mostly a hip hop podcast. I don't really do much for R&B, and I'll probably try to be better with that because I do fuck with R&B. But Ari Lennox seems to be going through some things, and I'm actually worried about her. I'm worried about her mental. I'm worried about, you know, some of the things that may be happening to her in the music industry that just may not be fair. I say that to say, first she goes to Ghana and she says some things that has black and white and all types of Twitter coming at her because of her remarks when she went to Ghana, whatever. Then she says that she wants to be dropped from Dreamville and she wants to leave the music industry. She said that actually on the 24th, which is yesterday. Where my mind immediately went is what's going on with her and Cole? Why her and Cole beefing? Or what's Cole not doing to help her situation out at the label? And then my mind went, just a week ago, I don't even know if it was a full week. You know, when you on social media, you don't remember when you read shit or see shit. But I seen Cole in the Dreamville pages announcing that there was going to be an Earth Game album dropping, right? Ari made some slick comments on her Twitter, basically saying, oh, I don't have hits, but Ari has gone platinum. Ari has plaques. Is Earth Gang dope? Absolutely. I've heard people compare them to Outkast. I like Earth Gang's music. I jam with them. I jam with all of Dreamville. But this is just me speculating. This is what we call a hot take. Is there a possibility that Ari is mad that Dreamville is putting out an Earth Gang album before her album? I would be. They ain't got no hits. They don't have any recognizable records. I don't think Earth Gang is as recognizable as Ari. So whatever's going on at the label, they would have to explain to me why Ari isn't taking precedent. But hey, that's just me thinking. Now, before I get into my nothing motivation, I got to tell y'all a little bit about my boy B-Fam. Shout out to B-Fam. I actually met him through someone that I don't even affiliate with, don't think about. You will never hear that person's music on this podcast again. However, I am glad that I was introduced to Fam because he actually is what I've been missing in lyricism from local rappers. He has the ability to do the popular shit, the TikTok shit, but he also has the ability to appeal to the older generation as well. Aside from that, his storytelling is magnificent. The way that he delivers bars and changes the pitch and the octave and the tone of his voice to insinuate what he is saying is a dope craft. I like the fact that he's a humble dude. I joke with him on Facebook all the time and he never really be like, oh, nigga, shut the fuck up. He don't ever get like that. And that's why I really fuck with him, because he understands it's all love at the end of the day. I told my man that he looked like he used to steal. You know what I'm saying? And he keep on holding that against me. You know? Because y'all should have seen him. My nigga had on all black Air Force Ones. But that's a whole nother conversation. I wanted y'all to know the joint Living Fast that we gonna close the pod out with, that shit is extremely fire. And I want all of y'all to go follow him on Instagram and shout out B-Fam. Tell him that DJ Exclusive from the Nothing Podcast sent you and let him know that you're waiting for that new mixtape. This joint, Living Fast, he sent it to me first. This is an exclusive, the first podcast, radio show, whatever, to drop it. So I am really grateful for that. Aside from that, yeah, I know I always end the show with some nothing motivation. And my nothing motivation gonna be real short, real sweet, real to the point. And it's like this. There's a lot of things in life that we want to accomplish, but the difference between accomplishing your goals is you. You can dream about it, you can write about it, you can think about it all day, but if you're not putting no actionable steps behind yourself and your processes and the things that you're telling the universe and the Lord that you want, guess what's not manifesting for you? Guess what you're not being blessed with? Guess what you're not getting? You ain't getting nothing that you don't put that work in. No matter what your faith is, no matter what you believe in, it's written that if you put your faith in God or put your faith in the universe or your rocks, your stones, whatever, then blessings will come to you. However, you still have to do things. You cannot lay in your bed and say, I want to manifest money but never get up and work or do anything to make money. And with that, this your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast. You just rock with episode 93. You ain't got to lie. I appreciate all new, current, old, whatever listener you are. I appreciate you. If you want to support the podcast, please, please, please log on to nothingmerch.com, cop you a hoodie, cop you a snap, or you can hit me up at djexclusive@gmail.com and request a custom order. I will hold you down. Like always, it's love. One.
What you know about sitting in jail? 300K for the bail. Left my son on these streets, that's where I fell. Still ain't learned my lesson, was selfish and had a kid. No real father figure in his life, his pops on the bed.
Sitting here thinking about the past. I was married to them streets, was living fast. 100 miles per hour, speeding like a jag. Got the cops all on my ass, and I'm trying to chase a bag. God bless me, was living fast. Youngin' was reckless, living fast. Doing drills, no mask. Now the DA trying to tag. Had to lead that life, I'm never going back. Living at the speed of light. 04, youngin' came off the porch. Started selling fiends that hard white. 125 for an iris and we was getting right. Mine on the Benjamins just to cop me some fresh nights. Mom's tripping, wasn't digging my lifestyle. Young and son, running these streets, acting buck wild. Told me I was gonna be dead or locked up in a cell. Little hard-headed nigga, now I'm calling for bail. Back to back, got me feeling like Drake. I caught another case, then another case. Now they raid her place. They found them scraps, you should've seen a look on her face. And I'm like, damn, these fucking crackers gon' ship me away. I took a comfort, her and my little sister. She was only 10, but this bullshit she gon' remember. Still was in these streets, hot, cold as December. Running with the Goonie gang, had a fetish for popping pistols. Sitting here thinking about the past. I was married to them streets, was living fast. 100 miles per hour, speeding like a jag. Got the cops all on my ass and I'm trying to chase a bag. God bless me, was living fast. Youngin' was reckless, living fast. Doing drills, no mask. Now the DA trying to tag. Had to lead that life, I'm never going back. What you know about sitting in jail? 300K for the bail. Left my son on these streets, that's where I fell. Still ain't learned my lesson, was selfish and had a kid. No real father figure in his life, his pops on the bid. Double prosecutor saying the minimum 10. So what the fuck I'm gonna do? My son probably be 10. Mom stressing, I can see it all in the face. Older brother easy in the feds for a crazy case. Put her through hell, now I'm gonna order her heaven. Gotta get on the straight and narrow to ease her stressing. Feel like I'm running out of time, so I'm on my grind. The mission ain't complete till I make Camilla Balls proud. So ain't no pedaling backwards, gotta accelerate. All gas, no brakes on this hustle until she's straight. Get her out the hood, house by the lake. That's the way I wanna pay my moms back for my mistakes. Sitting here thinking about the past. I was married to them streets, was living fast. 100 miles per hour, speeding like a jag. Got the cops all on my ass and I'm trying to chase a bag. God bless me, was living fast. Youngin' was reckless, living fast. Doing drills, no mask. Now the DA trying to tag. Had to lead that life, I'm never going back.